Ramadan begins Sunday. The holy month is a time of reflection for Muslims and to focus on being the best version of themselves. And for one local man who lives in Carnation, it's also a time to remember a friend who was lost in the terrorist attacks at the mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. Nayyab Khan knew Naeem Rashid from a young age. The two met while they were in a boarding school together in Pakistan. Rashid was one of 50 people killed in the attacks and is being hailed as a hero for trying to stop the gunman. Rashid's son also died while protecting a young boy. Khan sat down with Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick to talk about his friend and his faith.
So Ramadan is about patience, about the fact that, you know, you kind of resist anger. You just have to solidly block any anger or any, you know, it teaches you patience. And I think mentally, physically, spiritually, you know, it's like a practice that stays with you then for the rest of the year as well.
Well, you mentioned practicing patience, and I imagine that's something that can be difficult right now when simply observing your faith can make you a target. And we saw that in the attacks on the mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand in March. And you lost a very good friend in those attacks. I wanted to have you speak a little bit about your friend and how you all knew each other.
Right. His name was Naeem Rashid. We were together since the first grade. We actually sat in most classes. We sat together in the same desk, and you know, all the way to the high school, he was with me. The thing about him was that he was always one of those person who was just looking at, you know, the good in others. So then the incident happened at Christchurch. And I tried to call and he wouldn't pick up the phone. But then at one point I, you know, tried to reach him through Facebook and I saw that green dot, which shows that, you know, somebody's there. So as soon as I saw it, I said, oh, good. I think he's checking it. So hopefully he's okay. You know, I saw a message from another friend and he mentioned that he was hurt at that point. And he's also sent me this video. Now, the video was of the shooter going into the mosque. And I wanted to spot Naeem Rashid, you know, in that. And like a minute into that shooting, you know, I'm looking at it. And there's this figure that appears from the left side. And I could tell it was Naeem Rashid. And I saw Naeem Rashid kind of trying to tackle it, but, you know, then the shooter went ahead and shot him, and you can actually see. And
how did you feel watching the video of that attack?
At first, my first thought was really a lot of sadness. You know, when I watched that video, I kind of watched it several times to make sure it was him or not. And but then, you know, when that, I, you know, a couple of hours later, it just kind of converted into like a pride. I was so proud that he was able to even approach that shooter.
I can only imagine what it would be like to watch that video. And I understand what you're saying about feeling pride because you saw him commit this act of bravery.
And that was totally him. You know, the moment I heard that it was in Christchurch, I knew that it, you know, he would be involved somehow. I mean, you know, there are people in your life that you meet and you know them that even though they have never been through a certain situation, but you know something about that person that they would tackle a situation a specific way with bravery, you know. I suppose he was a person that very humble, you know. But the one thing we always knew, you know, everybody, is just his faith. He was just very strong. You know, as soon as this happened, that's when I knew this was why he was, you know, he existed. His existence was for that one day. You know, that last few minutes or hours of his life, that's why he was there. You know, that was his whole life mission, that it started and completed in that few hours of his, you know, end towards the end of his life. But, you know, everybody has a mission, and, you know, you just never know.
As you have this tremendous pride for your friend and miss him still so much, as you prepare to observe Ramadan and practice patience and love, I imagine that his memory will be top of mind as you go through this holy month.
Right, absolutely. You know, ever since that happened, I didn't think of him that much. I mean, we were great friends. We would talk. But, you know, now they're just not... A night or a morning goes by when I wake up and I just think about him. You know, that it's just, he has a lot of impact on my family, on me.
I would imagine it would be easy to feel anger over what happened. What does your faith tell you to do in response to these attacks and having to continue on and observe your faith?
In situation like this, there's a Quran, I don't remember the exact words, but the Quran, it specifically says that, you know, out of every bad situation, something good comes. And I've already seen, you know, there's been so much support. I personally feel that, you know, this is the one good thing that came out.
Well, Naib, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story about your friend and your faith.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate it very much.